road.
The weather for the weekend gonna be, will it be hot, cold, rain, snow,
snow.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, ripping off an old radio station's weather jingle for our own practical joy. 720 WGN. Hey Bill, how are you?
John, great to talk to you. Happy Monday. How are you?
I am hot.
You know, it's great, isn't it? I'm telling you, what a change.
I'm sweating. It's already too hot, Bill. It's already too hot. I'm telling you.
I can see that complaint coming from some people, but I think most of us are ready for this. It's been a long, long haul.
No question. You know, this is Bill Snyder, by the way, WGN-TV weather producer. Just want to make that clear.
Oh, yes. Thank you, John.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We're coming off of just an anomalously cool and cloudy April. It was one of the wetter ones on record. We had the tie for the second cloudiest. We started the month of May in the first week with the cloudiest open to a May ever, and records go back to 1893.
Jeez.
And it was the coolest start to a May in the first 6 days since 1989. So, I mean, it's extraordinary what's going on here. I mean, we're literally flipping the switch, the meteorological switch, from mid-March level temperatures, which we had a good chunk of last week, straight to July this week. It's really rather remarkable.
There was one statistic that just blew my mind. How many days did we go in a row without any sunshine?
You know, John, we had, first Saturday, we had a totally sunny day, and that was our only since March 1st, which we consider the beginning of climatological spring. Since March 1st, that was only our third totally sunny day. We have to go all the way back 6 weeks since we had a totally sunny day. So it's really, really been tough, you know, on the seasonal affective disorder for those that suffer from that.
Yeah.
And you don't expect that this time of the year, because our cloudy days certainly diminish as we move into the spring compared to the winter. Now, it's almost like we've done a flip-flop, because coming out of winter, when you expect it to be cloudy, you know, the days are shorter, the sun angle is lower. We had a rather sunny winter when you look at the numbers, but meteorological spring has definitely flipped that, and so the fact that we're getting some sunshine now is quite a treat, and we're heading into the warmest weather we've had here since late August tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah, did I hear 90?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're forecasting a high tomorrow of 93 degrees. That would eclipse the old record of 90 degrees set back in 2011. This would come about 3 weeks early. May 29th is typically the average date of our first 90. And here's an interesting stat, John. If we get to 91 tomorrow, and again, we're forecasting 93, so I have every reason to believe that we're going to get to that level.
Right.
This would be the hottest temperature we've ever had this early in the season since 1980, 42 years ago.
Jeez, no wonder you guys like the weather so much. I mean,
you know, it keeps us on our toes. It really does.
It's
amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, today we got up to 83 at O'Hare, 84 at Midway. It was a little bit cooler right along the immediate lakefront shoreline because there was a southeasterly wind. And, you know, anytime you get a wind to come off the lake this time of the year, that's a warm weather deterrent, because the water temperature is still sitting in the mid 40s.
Well, I tell you, I parked the car about a block, city block from here. Hadn't really noticed the wind while I was driving in. Got out of the car and just about blown over. I mean, it was really blowing down here, like around 5:30 or so.
Sure. Yeah, no, we've had, there have been wind gusts, you know, upwards of 30 to 40 miles an hour. And that's, you know, that's the way you get warm this time of the year. You know, you build a dome of warm air aloft over us, and you bring a strong wind over from areas where it's warm.
My good friend Ralph Fine, who runs Bozak Hondas and other dealerships around Indiana and the Midwest, is here with me. He wanted to take a look at the studio. We're driving in a really gorgeous car. I don't know.
Right.
What kind of car is it? Just say.
It's a Honda Pilot.
Honda Pilot.
Yeah.
So it's like, got everything you need.
Yes.
Right.
It's got
How
everything.
Much does it weigh?
It weighs about just over 6,000 pounds.
All right. So we're driving in this car, and it's a gorgeous car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like in a limo, right?
Sure.
And I'm telling stories like, well, you know, the Hollywood people, they don't use stretch limos anymore. They use cars like this, yada, yada, yada. We stop, we park, we get out. This door weighs, I don't know, 5,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And the wind is just banging it into me. Boing.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this thing is really blowing down here.
And
that'll just take the edge off the heat in a hurry.
Well, it always does. Yeah,
they always say cooler by the lake, so that's where we are. That's where the studios
are.
Yes,
right there. And you know, that's it's interesting you say that, John, because on tomorrow we're forecasting a record on tomorrow night. It looks like we could get, especially our northern counties, could get clipped by a complex of thunderstorms that will develop in Wisconsin during the day. So they may shift south towards us late tomorrow night if they hold together. And what will happen behind those storms is on Wednesday we'll have more of a southeasterly trajectory to the wind, and that will tend to keep the lakeshore areas cooler. So you'll get natural air conditioning right along the immediate shoreline and the north suburbs, Highland Park, Deerfield, Wilmette. Those areas will have sea temperatures on Wednesday only in the upper 60s to low 70s, while everyone else out in the suburbs will be baking the temperatures back into the upper 80s. So that's, you know, we're at that time of the year where the lake plays a huge role, and it takes a while. I mean, our Lake Michigan water temperature is still sitting at, I believe, 46 degrees last I checked. So until we get that lake water to warm up, you can get a noticeable difference in temperatures. I always marvel at it when we're putting our shows together, and you see a difference between, say, Waukegan and Aurora, or Waukegan and Kankakee. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're looking at two different climates there.
Right.
It's really amazing.
I got an interesting text here from 630, which says, I hope we're not jumping straight into the frying pan for the rest of the summer. Geez, where's the 60s? And I think that speaks to a broader question, is what happened to the different seasons? You know what I mean? There's no progression, it seems to be, anymore. It's like start and stop. It's just on or off.
There's no question. The atmosphere tends to work that way. But in answer to the texter's question, if they're looking for more of a typical spring-like pattern, we're going to be warm, as I said, much of this week.
Yeah.
We will cool off over the weekend as a front slides through, and next week is looking more seasonable. So in answer to his question, we'll be looking at temperatures, around 70 on Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday may only be in the high 60s, and then we'll see some 70s after that. So the good news is that we will cool down, but we're not going to cool down to anything like we saw last week. We're not going to flip the calendar back to March, the temperatures we observed last week. But, we're getting to that time of the year where it just, even on a cool down, it feels pretty good. And I think, for some people that may not like the heat this early, because it's going to hit pretty hard, and considering we're not really equipped to handle it just yet, we'll have a more moderate spring-like temperature pattern that sets in next week.
You know, those cold temperatures were also accentuated with an extreme, it seemed to me, amount of rain, which just made it even more miserable.
Yes, it did. And you know what, John? There's no better way to keep your temperatures, check your temperatures, than for two things. They have extensive cloud cover, which we've had this spring, and an excessive amounts of precipitation. We had, by the end of last week, that was our fourth spring storm in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, when you have clouds and precipitation, you just can't warm up. It just keeps your temperature down. And that, not to mention, we've been in a persistent northwest jet stream that brings in, cooler intrusions of air from Canada. And they had an unusually, you think it's been chilly here, they had a snowpack that extended deep into spring up there. And so anytime you bring the winds around over that snowpack, that's allows the cool air to seep south. And it's, what we've been dealing with here for much of spring thus far. So that's the good news, is the snowpack is melted up in Canada now. So, if we get a cool day, a cool day is certainly not going to be anything like what we've seen in recent weeks. So that's the good news out of it all. We're heading in the right direction.
All right. So just a quick forecast. Tomorrow's high, 93.
Tomorrow's high, we're going for 93, which would beat the old record of 90 set in 2011. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms later tomorrow night. And then we're back into the upper 80s on Wednesday, away from the lake. But again, shoreline areas will only will see natural air conditioning from Lake Michigan and see temperatures only in the high 60s or low 70s. And then we're back up near 90 degrees and record territory on Thursday and Friday. And that should be the winds will be more of a southerly or southwesterly component, which should eliminate any lake cooling and bring the blow the warmth all the way up to the beaches. So, yeah.
Well, Bill,
very summery week ahead.
Thank you so much for being with us, Bill Snyder, WGN-TV weather
John,
producer.
John, great to talk to you.
You guys are the best. You guys are the absolute best. Yeah, no doubt.
You are.
And I'm not just saying that. Thanks. Good to talk to you.